Today we gather on Trinity Sunday, also known as Unity Sunday, drawn together by the Spirit who binds us across differences and distance into one body, one hope, one calling. Our scripture from Proverbs 8 this morning invites us into the presence of wisdom. She, who stood by God before the foundation of the earth, rejoicing in creation, delighting in humanity, and calling all of us to understand. She is more than insight. She is the Holy Spirit personified. God's presence interwoven with our world in the time that seems often fractured and divided. Wisdom speaks a word of unity, reminds us that God's creative and redemptive power is rooted not in dominance or separation, but in relationship, in joy, and shared purpose. Let us listen for her voice as we reflect on what it means to be held together by one who has always been among us, wisdom. As we hear wisdom's voice calling out, not from lofty towers, but from the crossroads of daily life, we are reminded that God's presence is not confined to sacred spaces like this sanctuary. It is among us, within us, and between us. Wisdom is not abstract. Wisdom is active. She invites us not only to believe, but to participate, to join in the ongoing creation of the world shaped by understanding, compassion, and unity. So today, as we step further into this time of reflection, let us open our hearts to what it means to live as people rooted in that divine presence. What does it look like when the same Spirit who danced at the dawn of creation dances with us still? Proverbs 8, 1 through 4 and 22 to 31 gives voice to wisdom as a first-person witness to creation. Traditionally attributed to King Solomon, this passage likely emerged during Israel's monarchy and was shaped over time, perhaps finalized after the Babylonian exile. In it, wisdom isn't just a character trait or an idea. She is living, she is present, and she is a force to be reckoned with. Wisdom stands at the crossroads, calling out for all to hear. She was present from the ocean as it was poured. She was present before the mountains took form. Her voice is timeless, but her presence is immediate. And if she was rejoicing in humanity then, how much does she rejoice now with us in humanity? Wisdom does not speak behind closed doors. She calls out in the public square, the crossroads where life intersects. This image alone speaks volumes to us today on Trinity Sunday. She invites everyone to listen. The foundation of Christianity united doesn't look the same for everyone. To wisdom, to one another, to the Spirit of God among us. Wisdom's voice reminds us that unity begins in the intersection of honesty and humility. Proverbs doesn't just tell us that wisdom was there. It tells us that wisdom was delighting in the creation of the earth. She was not rejoicing in creation, taking pleasure in humanity. She was rejoicing in humanity. She was taking pleasure in humanity. This is not a radical idea that before any law was given, before any commandment spoken, God was delighted. The Spirit was dancing. Joy in one another's voices and histories and callings Joy is seeing God's image reflected in faces, not our own. This kind of unity doesn't come from knowing the right thing alone. It comes from living it. As theologian and pastor Barbara Brown Taylor puts it, wisdom is not gained by knowing what is right. Wisdom is gained by practicing what is right and noticing what happens when that practice succeeds and when it fails. Wisdom then is forged in the friction of real life, where intention meets impact, where love is tested in community, and where we keep showing up, even if it's messy. It's not perfection, it's practice. It's a spirit-led perseverance. This kind of joy and unity described in divine wisdom isn't passive. It requires courageous vulnerability, the kind that opens hearts and bridges divides. And as Brené Brown reminds us, vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. Isn't that exactly what wisdom invites us into now? Not the safety of certainty, but the risk of making a connection with another person. Not the comfort of sameness, not the beauty of transformation. Wisdom calls us to simply show up in love, in trust, in shared life, and trust that God's Spirit will meet us there. On this Trinity Sunday, we celebrate the fullness of God's self-reflection in Father and Son and Holy Spirit. And in Proverbs 8, we see in spirit wisdom, speaking, teaching, and moving. She is not confined to the ancient past. She is still shaping hearts, guiding communities such as ours, and nudging us towards righteousness and repair. As Jesus promised in John 16, the Spirit would lead us into truth. This same Spirit, this same voice of wisdom, continues to do so. In a fractured world, wisdom doesn't silence the differences. She harmonizes with it. She makes a symphony from this sacred victory. Proverbs 8 reminds us, wisdom is not a relic of the past. She is alive and she is calling. And if we listen closely, we can hear her voice in those living and leading with courageous, compassionate, and clarity today. We see her in Brian Stevenson, a civil rights lawyer and founder of the Equal Justice Initiative, who has given his life to defending the poor and the wrongly condemned. We hear her in Jacinda Ardern as the Prime Minister of New Zealand. In times of tragedy, in a global pandemic, she led not with fear, but with empathy. We are inspired by Pope Francis, who called the church to walk with the poor, to care for creation, and to live and be humble. We stir with Greta Thunberg, a young Swedish activist with the voice of a prophet. She challenges world leaders to act with urgency on the future of our planet. In reverence to Dr. Jane Goodall, a scientist and conservationist, whose decades of work remind us that creation is not ours to use, but ours to honor. These people are not perfect, but through them we catch a glimpse of the spirit of wisdom, still moving, still calling, still shaping the world through lives that are rooted in truth and joy. And so as we look to these modern day voices of wisdom, some young, some seasoned, some celebrated, some quietly faithful, we are reminded that spirit is not silent. The same spirit who rejoiced in creation is rejoicing still moving through those who speak truth, lead with grace, and act with holy courage. Their lives invite us to pay attention, not only to the grand stage, but also to the smaller, sacred crossroads of our own lives. Where is wisdom calling us to listen, to delight, and to be unified? Friends, the voice of wisdom still echoes today, not only from ancient pages, but from the very fabric of our lives. She calls us towards understanding, not division, towards joy, not fear, towards unity, grounded in the Spirit who hovered over creation and who now believes within us. She lets us walk as though we weren't listening, but she encourages us to listen. Let us be shaped by her voice, and may our lives become living testimonies to God, who delights in justice, rejoices in creation, and binds us together in law, in love. I'll conclude with a story told by Jeff Paschal, a Presbyterian pastor, as he shares this personification of our scripture today. "I was out shopping yesterday," he said, "and who did I run into? I ran into wisdom. Yeah, there she was. She called me over and she began to talk. Wisdom and I. Then I went down to the courthouse. And there she was again, making a plea for justice in some dingy little courtroom where somebody had been unjustly accused. After that, I dropped by the school and she had gotten there before me, calling for students and teachers alike to seek truth. Then I went for a walk in the woods, moving along the trail in quiet meditation. Wisdom snuck up on me and said, 'Now that we are alone, I have something I have been wanting to share. A present I want you to enjoy. You know, I have been around a very long time, whirling and dancing with God all along. I am God's delight, laughing and playing. I want to know the lightness of spirit. I want you to know the lightness of spirit and gladness that comes when you welcome me. Will you set aside those thoughts, words, and deeds that make life heavy and sad for others? Will you come? Will you come and laugh and play? Will you come and dance with me? Will you? Amen."